Coca-Cola Company puts the spotlight on the band.
Monday night, Dick Jurgens played, and Tuesday spotlighted Jan Savitt's band. Wednesday brought Art Castle's music, and Thursday rumbled with Xavier Cugat. Last night jumped with Charlie Barnett, and tonight...
Tonight, the spotlight salutes our nation's capital. For this evening, our Golden Glory Beacon is on D.C. Current from Washington, D.C. And lighting the next 30-minute spot with the music of the band elected Spotlight Champion of Champions by our latest weekly nationwide survey of retail record sales figures. From the South, the North, East, and West, the reports have been pouring in.
By telephone.
By telegraph.
By air mail.
And by their total tabulation, we know that this is the favorite band of our record-buying nation. Aha, we knew that it wouldn't take you long to identify that theme song. Now, without further ado, here is tonight's spotlight band leader, ready to make us all swing and sway. Here's Sammy Kay.
Thank you, Gil. Thanks, and hello, everybody. We certainly feel that we're lucky. We're tracing our footsteps back to the Saturday night spotlight for the second successive week. And believe me, we're mighty grateful.
Now the spotlight shall be filled with music, and the cares that infest the day shall fold their tents like the Arabs. And musically, swing and sway.
It's Elmer's tune.
Bring us these words in harmony, we'd like to present the Three Cadets.
Why are the stars always winking and blinking above? What makes a fellow start thinking of falling in love? It's not the season, the reason is plain as the moon. It's just Elmer's tune. What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? What makes a gander meander in search of a goose? What puts the kick in the chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune. Listen, listen. There's a lot you're liable to be missing. Sing it, swing it. Any old way and any old time. The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man in the street, the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon. All sing Elmer's tune.
Spotlight salutes a champion. Once again, our Spotlight survey of retail record sales figures has journeyed through the nation, asking the question, which band made the best-selling record in the land? And once again, for the second successive week, the answer has been Sammy Kay. And our answer to that is just this. Here you are, Sammy Kay. Here's your second helping of Whirling Sterling, the Spotlight trophy fashioned as a replica of your prize-winning platter. Here is your second Spotlight silver platter.
Thank you very much, and when you flatter us, you flatter us. Just think, two in a row, that really means a lot to us. Thanks to you. And when I say you, I mean the Coca-Cola Company and all our Spotlight friends.
I've spoken like a champion, Sammy Kay. And now, folks, our champ is champing at the bit to send you a bit more of his rhythm with the winning lay. You know what I mean. It's swing and sway and miss you.
Ever beautiful are these words sung for us by Alan Foster. Alan?
I miss you since you went away, dear. Miss you more than I can say, dear. Daytime, nighttime, nothing I do can make me forget that I still love you, kiss you. In my dreams I kiss you.
You know, folks, in the band business, just as any place else, experience accounts for quality. And the Sammy Kay Band has had plenty of experience. Consequently, plenty of quality. Yes, Sammy and his band have played everything from Bach to Boogie Woogie and Buck. And they've played it everywhere from lodge meetings to strawberry festivals. It seems that you just can't name a tune or a type of music the Kay Band can't play. Why, all I have to do is mention the word Boogie Woogie and listen.
Swings on, we'd like to give you Maury Cross. Maury?
Pardon me, boys, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29, boy, you can give me a shine. Oh, I can afford to afford the Chattanooga choo-choo. I've got my fare and just a trifle to spare. You Leave the Pennsylvania Station about the quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you'll bring Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hit the whistle, blow an eight to the bar. Then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shuffle all the coal and got to keep it rolling. Woo, woo, Chattanooga, there you are. Now there's gonna be a certain party at the station. Satin and lace, I used to call funny face. Oh, she's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam. So Chattanooga, choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Chattanooga, Chattanooga, choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Spotlight points with pride, tonight presenting a distinguished guest who will be introduced by Sammy Kaye.
Ladies and gentlemen, each day, American eyes and ears are trained alertly on the world. For what we see, most of us must depend upon the newsreels, the newspapers, and the pictorial magazines. And for what we hear, many, many of us depend upon the alert young analyst whose voice and opinion graces our radio each day. Keen of mind and keen of tongue, may I present your Washington correspondent, Fulton Lewis, Jr.
Thank you, Mr. Kaye, ladies and gentlemen. And I've come tonight not to diagnose the illness of an ailing world, this world whose centuries of spinning occasionally give it dizzy spells. I come rather to lay a very few words of tribute at the feet of an inspired, lovely, worthy lady, and to the cause for which she stands. She's the wearer of a cross whose corners do not bend to form the black emblem of the world's most criminal crusade. No, hers is a brave red cross that stands as a great symbol of faith, of American faith and trust, of the humane spirit that is the American spirit. To her, the horizon is no challenge, for she has made her mark. And each footstep that she's left behind will live forever as a step forward for humanity. She has made her mark and has left it, her cross, red and brave against the burning tan of the desert, against the white of the frozen northern waste, against the blue of the ocean, and against the deeper red of the battlefield. Our salute tonight is to the American Red Cross nurse, who never asked the question why of men who fight, to her patience, to her never-failing fountain of understanding, and to her healing hand laid gently on the knotted brow of this wounded world of ours, a world that bears a cross that would be many times as heavy and disheartening were it not for the cross she bears on her cap and in her heart. So for all Americans everywhere, the spotlight points with pride to danger's daughter, to mercy's mother. We send our love to the American Red Cross nurse.
Thank you, Fulton Lewis, Jr., for an inspiring message. And now to all the mothers of our military men, a musical salute from Sammy Kaye.
Dear Mom,
thank you. letter from a soldier boy to his mother. These words by Alan Foster.
Dear Ma, the weather today was cloudy and damp. Your package arrived but was missing a stamp. Your cake made a hit with all the boys in the camp. How they love it. And Ma, the food is okay, don't worry your head. I sleep pretty well, but I miss my old bed. And oh, how I wish they'd make this army co-ed. Still, I love it. If you should run into a certain you-know-who, please do this for me. Give her a kiss for me. Tell her to write me nightly, dear Ma. That's all for tonight. The bugle just blew. Tomorrow's a big day with plenty to do. I like it here, but I'm kinda homesick for you, for I love you. Dear Ma.
And when the spotlight's on refreshment, it's Coca-Cola. With a bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola in your hand, you're all set to enjoy refreshment plus. Tip the bottle to your lips, and you taste its delicious goodness. It's a tingling, exciting taste, a flavor that's always appealing and just the way that everybody likes. And as you drink Coca-Cola, you begin to feel the pleasant after-sense of refreshment it brings. It's an experience, the experience of complete refreshment, by which so many, many people have come to welcome the quality of Coca-Cola and to trust the quality of Coca-Cola. It's the real thing. It's a spotlight preview, giving you a keyhole listen to what's going on over at the company for which Sam McKay records, as they make records to make ready to meet the demand this musical supply is sure to create. Okay, Mr. K, it's time to pass in review with our spotlight preview.
Let's have another cup of coffee.
Written by Irving Berlin, are sung for us by the Three Cadets.
Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Let a smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower. Go and see a fortune teller, and he'll predict a silver lining. Soon we'll turn the corner with the banners flying high. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Thank you.
Well, sir, when an American visits his nation's capital, he's really in for a thrill. It's inspiring, all right, to see all the great landmarks and visit the innumerable points of interest that make their homes in and around Washington, D.C. But you know, the biggest inspiration of them all is not in a building or a statue. It's in the kick you get out of seeing every government worker working to do his or her share at top speed. Yes, sir, that inspiration is in the people. And when people work hard, they have to relax. And you can just tell that every member of Sammy Kaye's orchestra is putting that little extra something into his work these days to make certain that when a government worker finds time to come here to the Earl Theater to relax and be entertained, they won't be disappointed. Well, here you'll see what I mean when you hear him playing this next tune. It's an arrangement from Sammy Kaye's own Hall of Records, and it's another Spotlight preview. Presenting Tommy Ryan singing, "Seeing You Again Did Me No Good."
Oh, seeing you again did me no good. But with this crazy heart of mine, what else could I do? Though it seems that you were born just to torment sweetheart, I'm not blaming you. Oh, seeing you again did me no good. Although you know there'll never be another for me, you awaken all my dreams there in the moonlight. Dreams I can't forget, yet maybe I should. For seeing you again did me no good.
The same band playing the same arrangement of the same song that adorns the record that gave Sammy Kaye tonight's spot on our Saturday Night Spotlight and his second Spotlight Silver Platter.
And which gives us our second chance to salute a Spotlight band leader who not only recorded the song that helped turn the trick, but who also helped to write that song. Our latest weekly survey of retail record sales figures tells us that this recording topped its tabulation. So for the second successive week, our Spotlight toast from coast to coast. It's Coca-Cola caps off and everybody hats off to Sammy Kaye, his band, and remember Pearl Harbor. Once again, we swing and sway for the USA.
History in every century records an act that lives forevermore. We'll recall as into line we fall the thing that happened on Hawaii shore. Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we go to meet the foe. Let's remember Pearl Harbor as we did the Alamo. We will always remember.
on to victory.
Sammy Kay, a small wonder that song helped win you our Spotlight Silver Platter. It just can't help winning the heart of every American who hears it.
Thank you, Gil, and we sincerely hope that every American does hear it. We've put a message in there, a reminder that if we'll all remember Pearl Harbor, we can't forget our fears for freedom's future. Remember to buy defense bonds and stamps, and you help stamp out oppression. Now we'd like to send our thanks to the Coca-Cola Company and our friends, and our musical signature to the Coca-Cola Guest Register.
Monday night, the spotlight's on the King of Swing, Benny Goodman. Tuesday, you'll hear Freddie Martin, and Wednesday, it's Lionel Hampton. Thursday stars Glenn Gray and the Casaloma Band, and Friday will bring you Harry James. And next Saturday, another full half hour, starring the band elected champion of champions by our latest weekly nationwide spotlight survey of retail record sales figures.
Tomorrow on another network, the Coca-Cola Company presents Andre Castellanets and his orchestra, Albert Spaulding, the eminent American violinist, and the baritone singing star of the Metropolitan, Robert Weedy. Consult your local newspaper for time details.
And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. This is Gail Newsom speaking for the Coca-Cola Company. Meet you here Monday night, folks, at your new spotlight time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 45 minutes earlier. See your local newspapers for the new time to listen to Spotlight Bands.